Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Salt Lake City, and I'm at the Flooring America meeting. I'm with Keith Spano, the president. Keith, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
So this is the second day of your meeting, and I mentioned Flooring America. You also have Flooring Canada, International Design Guild, and Floor Trader all here as one big group, right?
That's correct. We've got a little something for everybody.
And the theme is building buzz, but you've added Pathfinder to that. What does that mean?
Yeah, so Building Buzz is our summer convention. It's our summer show. It's a little more digitally driven, a little more towards digital media, social media, marketing, advertising. And this year we've sub-themed it with Pathfinder, and we've created four distinct paths for our members to go down and our salespeople that are present as well. So whether they're looking to improve margins, they've got a path to follow. If they're looking to improve close rates, they've got a path to follow, and so on and so forth. So we've literally created four different paths for them to follow, and we've got incentives along the way. And the interesting thing about this summer is we've really driven it towards salespeople. So we invited our members to bring their salespeople to this show because we really want to talk directly to the people that are making it happen, the front line. So we're thrilled to have about a third of our audience here are sales professionals, sales managers, and designers as well.
And what's the member count now when you add up all these different subgroups of CCA?
All of our different groups together, somewhere over 500. Mm-hmm. And it's a great group. And I think, you know, right now with, in fact, we've got 8 prospects for Flooring America, and we've got a couple prospects here for Floor Trader as well. So always looking for the right dealers, not any dealer, but the right dealer that's going to mesh well with our group.
And as you walked around and talked to your members, how has the retail business been in the flooring category for the first part of this year?
We are very pleased. We've been hitting some record-setting months. In fact, I was just telling someone that April was our best month we've had since 2012. So we've just had some great months. In fact, July has been our best month last 6 years running. Go figure. You know, you wouldn't think July would be the best month of the year, but it is. Membership in general is very pleased. You can tell when people are walking around these halls, everybody's smiling, and they're looking for new opportunities. We've been talking a lot about diversification. My big theme for this show has been sell the project, not the product. Mm-hmm. And that's been a big focus for salespeople.
Okay, so diversification, that means selling not only carpet or hardwood or laminate or LVT, but also potentially even selling cabinets and window dressings and things like that?
Yeah, exactly. We've got about 20-25% of our members that sell kitchen and bath, but we also want them to look at other things, whether it's, you know, window fashions, custom rugs, or lighting, or a myriad of things. Closets, we have paint. We have a huge Kills tribute paint program that's exclusive to us, and we put displays out in the field just the last couple months, and we're getting people to really look. They work with color every day, so how great is it to push our own paint and sell paint along with our flooring?
So a minute ago, you mentioned this whole social media thing. I mean, that's just a big factor now, not only on the pre-buy from the consumer's perspective on getting to know the product, but also to get to know whether or not this is the right place to shop, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, our tagline is where friends send friends. So, I mean, everything we do is all about getting that referral and recommendation. Our syndicated social media platform has been terrific for our members. We were the first ones out, actually, back 5 years ago now with the platform for syndicating social media content for our members. And, you know, now it's just, you know, when we first came out with it, it was, you know, people were skeptical. And now it's just a part of how we do business every day. I mean, people look for us online. Facebook has become one of our number one referral platforms out there. So it's all very important.
When you're giving advice to your members, are you saying go ahead and do some of your spending with traditional and then also make sure that e-marketing is a part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We give them the path. And frankly, part of being in the group, being part of the membership, is that we do a lot for them. And I think that's really some of the secret sauce there. You know, we've got a very diverse group of fiercely independent retailers, and they're very busy. They're busy making the cash register ring. So it's up to us to really provide that support to do a lot of that marketing for them.
Now, these people are all in the retail business, and if you listen to the media and they're talking about woe is to retail, that's not really impacting your members as much as what we hear about it in the department stores, right?
No, not really. I think a lot of our success is due to, A, the quality of our members, B, their ability to diversify and look at new opportunities, new ways of doing business, look, to your point, retail's changed. It's different this year than it was last year, different than the year before. So if you're not adapting with the times and changing with it, you will get left behind. Part of our duty as a management team is to show people, hey, this is where the puck is going, and that's where we've got to be. And we do a good job with that, and our members trust us.
If somebody wants to buy on e-commerce and actually buy flooring over the internet, can they do that through your members?
We're working on a couple different programs right now to hopefully get us there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, I mean, so since you're not offering it now, it's not something you have to have, is it?
It's not. No, it's not something you have to have. I mean, look, Amazon has certainly changed the world. I don't think that's a secret. And if it's in a box, you can certainly ship it. We do have an e-commerce program for Floor Trader, which is it's a very localized program that we've been testing a little bit. And we did launch that at this show to all Floor Trader members, so they have the ability to participate in it.
Okay. Anything new at this meeting that you haven't done in the past?
Oh, there's a lot of new things that we've done from a digital marketing standpoint, from attracting new customers to a training standpoint. Too many to really list.
Okay.
But we spent a lot of time also on just blocking and tackling and some basic things geared towards our sales professionals. I mean, we had a panel today of 5 sales professionals from all around North America. Each of them writes over $1 million in sales, and we picked their brains as to what makes them so exceptional. And we simulcast it back to all the stores so everyone could participate. Everyone could ask questions. They could type in their questions, took questions from the audience, and it was a fantastic hour.
Now, from a product perspective, I know this is the summer meeting. There's usually not a whole lot of new things for summer. Anything in particular that's new?
Yeah, we launched an exclusive program with Shaw for a sliced hardwood program that we're very excited about. We also have some new Stainmaster Livewell introductions that we're excited to bring into the fold. Mm-hmm. And we've got all new branding initiatives for the Floor Trader, so they got all new brands. And we unrolled a promotional calendar for Louis A. DeBerry, which is our International Design Guild brand. So we're really rallying around that brand for International Design Guild and really building it up with the membership.
All right, Keith, well, it was good to visit with you. Again, been talking to Keith Spano, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, IDG, and Floor Trader. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.